Ever since the twins were born, Mom and Dad have been too busy to play with me.
Sometimes grown-ups can get busy taking care of grown-up things. But no matter what, God will always have time for you. Hi, and welcome to a brand new week of stories right here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach. Let's face it, sometimes grown-ups don't always have time to do fun stuff with their kids. Now, that doesn't mean they don't love you, it just means they have other things to take care of. You know, things like bills, repairs around the house, fixing dinner, stuff like that. But sometimes it can make you feel kinda lonely. But God always has time for you because you're His special child. Listen to 1 John 3:1. It says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God." And now for our story. It's called Loved. Faith stepped out of the house alone with her soccer ball and sighed. Ever since her brothers had been born, her parents were always distracted. The twins always needed something, and it didn't feel like her parents had any time for her. Faith had thought it might be fun to start playing soccer, but whenever she asked her dad to practice with her, he always said he was busy. "It's not fair," Faith thought as she kicked the ball against the side of the house. "No one loves me anymore." Her uncle's pickup pulled into the driveway, and Faith sighed again as he got out. "You here to see the twins?" she asked. "To see all of you," her uncle walked over to her. "Playing soccer?" Faith shrugged. "I was going to practice to see if I'm good enough for the team, but Dad doesn't have time to help me. He never does anymore." Her eyes filled with tears. "I think he just loves the twins now and not me." "That's not true," Uncle Rick said. "He still loves you." "It doesn't feel like it," Faith sniffled. "It doesn't feel like anyone loves me anymore." "A lot of people do. I do." Uncle Rick put his hand on her head. "Something to remember, though, when it feels like people don't love you, is that God always does. His love is bigger and better than any love we can get from anyone else." Faith rested her foot on the soccer ball. "I guess I wasn't thinking about that." "God's love is high and deep and wide," Uncle Rick said. "No matter what people do to disappoint you or make you feel unloved, you can count on His love. Jesus loves you so much, He died for you. He'll always be there for you and care for you when others let you down." "Thanks," Faith said. Thinking about it made her feel a little better. "Now, why don't I go inside and see if I can convince your dad to play soccer with us?" Uncle Rick said. Faith smiled. "Really?" Uncle Rick nodded. "I can try." Faith hugged her uncle. "Thanks, Uncle Rick, and thanks for listening to me and reminding me that I'm loved." So what about you? Do you ever feel unloved? When your parents are distracted or your friends don't have time for you, do you worry that they don't care about you anymore? Friends and family members may not always do a good job of showing their love for you, but there is someone who always loves you even when it doesn't feel like it. God's love is bigger than anything, and He will never fail you. So when others let you down, remember that Jesus is with you and that you are loved. Our key verse is 1 John 3:1.
"See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are."
And our key thought for today, you are loved by God. I'm celebrating Advent with a brand new podcast called Countdown to Christmas with Zach. Every day has a new story to talk about with your family. It's a great way to stay connected to Jesus. So search for Countdown to Christmas with Zach on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.